There is always another story or an eye to it, a unique angle, a point, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin lines. Anti-Semitic incidents surge 43% in Switzerland. And four sentenced for attacking fans in Amsterdam. We begin in Switzerland, Swiss Federation of Jewish Communities, IG, and the GRA against racism and anti-Semitism are calling for stronger government after a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the country. This new report's released, showing a 4% increase in 2024 with 221 incidents recorded, up from 150 in 2023. A most alarming incident was a knife attack in Zurich, where a teenager shouted, "To Jews," nearly killing a man. Online anti-Semitism also surged with close to 1,600, mainly on Telegram, to the October 7th Hamas-led massacre. The rise in hates left the Jewish community feeling unsafe. SIG and GRA are urging increased security for Jewish incidents and stricter measures to tackle online hate speech. In France, the European Jewish Congress, the EJC, has expressed concern over an arson attack on the Pekasha kosher store in Paris this week. The supermarket is a site marked 2015 Charlie Hebdo crisis. During that attack, 12 were killed, 11 were injured. The EJC is urging swift justice as the attack follows a rise in anti-Semitic incidents across France. Paris Mayor Eric Plier, yesterday's incident, reaffirmed against anti-Semitism. The French authorities launched an investigation of the attack. The motives remain clear. To prison for their roles in an attack on football fans in Amsterdam last November. The violence erupted around the Maccabi Tel Aviv match. Israeli fans were accused of tearing down Palestinian flags. The court, the men organized and incited violence using WhatsApp. A 27 received the longest sentence, 3 months, coordinating the attacks. Other sentences include 6 weeks for a 32-year-old man and 1 month for a 20-year-old who shared locations of Maccabi fans. In a separate case, a 20-year-old man was sentenced to a week in prison for throwing objects at police officers' riots. These convictions, similar sentences handed down in December for those involved in the violence. In the United States, three new yeshivas are losing their legal status for failing to meet state requirements for education, including English. The schools, located in Brooklyn, will lose public funding after June 30th. This crackdown followed debate over yeshiva education. Supporters argue that Jewish texts, critical thinking, critics say are unprepared for life outside their communities. Some yeshivas in the Hudson are resisting the mandate with for legal action. This move is for the advocacy group Yafed, has been pushing for better education for students for years. In business news, Munich Re is buying Next Insurance for $2.6, buying the remaining 7% of the company. Founded Israeli entrepreneurs Guy Goldstein, Alon Huri, and Nassim Tapir, Next Insurance uses AI to provide fast insurance for small businesses in the U.S. The company, headquartered in Israel, had faced challenges in recent years, but raised $165 million in 2023. With this acquisition, it continues expanding in the U.S. business insurance market. This Chai Update is a daily newscast focusing on news from the diaspora. It's for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email every day.